ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 17 टेक्स्ट नंबर 3 Krishna describes in this chapter divisions of faith. Sattvanurupa sarvasya shraddha bhavati bharata shraddha mayo mayam purusho yo yadraccha sa evasha Sattvanurupa according to the existence sarvasya of everyone shraddha faith Bhavati becomes Bharata, O son of Bharat, Shraddha, faith, Mayaha, full of, Ayam, this, Purushaha, the living entity, Yaha, who, yet, having which, Shraddha, faith, Saha, thus, Eva, certainly, Saha, he. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O son of Bharat, according to one's existence, under the various modes of nature, one evolves a particular kind of faith. The living being is said to be a particular faith according to the modes of that he has acquired. Everyone has a particular type of faith, regardless of what he is. But his faith is considered good, passionate, or ignorant according to the nature he has acquired. Thus, according to his particular type of faith, one associates with certain persons. Now, the real fact is that every living entity, as it is stated in the 15th chapter, is originally a fragmental part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, one is originally transcendental to all the modes of material nature. But, when one forgets his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and comes into contact with the material nature in conditional life, he generates his own position by association with the different varieties of material nature. The resultant artificial faith is existence are only material. The resultant artificial faith and existence are only material. Although one may be conducted by some impression or some conception of life. Originally, he is nirguna or transcendental. Therefore, one has to become cleansed of the material contamination that he has acquired in order to regain his relationship with the Supreme Lord. That is the only path back without fear, Krishna consciousness. If one is situated in Krishna consciousness, then that path is guaranteed for his elevation to the perfectional stage. If one does not take to this path of self-realization, then he is surely to be conducted by the influence of modes of nature. The word Shraddha or faith is very significant in this verse. Shraddha or faith originally comes out of the mode of goodness. One's faith may be in a demigod, or some created god, or some mental concoction. One's strong faith is supported to be productive of works of material goodness. But in the material conditional life, no works are completely purified. They are mixed. They are not in pure goodness. Pure goodness is transcendental. In the purified goodness, one can understand the real nature of the Supreme Personality of God. As long as one's faith is not completely in purified state, the faith is subjected to contamination by any of the modes of material nature. The contaminated modes of material nature expand to the heart. Therefore, according to the position of the heart, in contact with the particular mode of nature, one's faith is established. It should be understood that if one's heart is in the mode of goodness, his faith is also in mode of goodness. If his heart is in the mode of passion, his faith is also in mode of passion. And if his heart is in mode of darkness or illusion, his faith is also thus contaminated. Thus we find different types of faith in this world. And there are different types of religions due to different types of faiths. The real principle of religious faith is situated in the mode of pure goodness. But because the heart is tainted, we find different types of religious principles. Thus, according to different types of faith, there are different kinds of worship.
Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guruho Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Tamsya Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nidinamne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Tasmyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gauravata Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
O son of Bharat, according to one's existence under various modes of nature, one evolves a particular kind of faith. The living being is said to be a particular faith according to the modes he has acquired. So,
you want some blue tack?
Wrong place.
You can put that on.
Faith. The Prabhupada says in the purport, faith is generated by association. The living entity is not alone, and even though in knowledgeable situation or forgetful situation, because there are so many other living entities, he is associating with other living entities, he is associating with the surrounding, or he is associating with spiritual nature. So it is association that generates the faith. But what kind of association is this? Because association means contact. Contact, original contact of all about our thinking process requires the contact of the senses. If the senses are not active to perceive the things surrounding, then one cannot contemplate. One cannot think. Thinking process begins by the contact of the senses. When Brahma was born on the lotus by Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, it was total ignorance
complete darkness. There was no light. And Brahma tried to find out himself. He used senses. He couldn't see. So he tried to hear. He couldn't hear yet. He used his sense of smell, touch, and taste. But sense of touch was for knowing the surrounding. And he couldn't fathom where he is. He couldn't understand where is he, what is he, how is he, why he is. He couldn't understand all the questions. He tried on his own. Because he was the first living entity, he has mobility. But where to go? So he was going in the dark, aimless situation, and couldn't find out himself. He also entered into the stem of the lotus. It's so expansive, and the stem is so long. And when he reached the navel of the Lord, where the stem was sprouting, he was completely baffled because there was no limit. So he was afraid. He came back. He went back through the stem and came to his lotus seat. And he was completely frustrated, completely frustrated. Then Garbhadakshaya Vishnu sounded ta and pa. In the Sanskrit alphabet, ta means dental and pa means palatal sound vibration. And they have their specific numbers in the alphabet. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described that Brahma heard twice tapa, tapa. So these two syllables are called the wealth of Brahmanas. Wealth of Brahma and the Brahmanas means austerity. What is the wealth of a Brahman? It's the austerity. So the sound vibration was transcendental. Seeing the frustration, the Lord did not show himself, but he gave the sound vibration. So Brahma got inspired to do everything. So sense of touch or anything wouldn't work. Yet they are coming in the contact. But unless and until an impetus of a transcendental nature, a superior nature is given, Brahma couldn't understand. So as soon as he heard, his original consciousness started reviving. And then he was able to contemplate that, yes, I have to perform austerity, tapa. So he performed 1,000 celestial years of the demigods, that austerity, by which he was completely knowledgeable by that time, to recreate the whole situation back into motion and complexity as it was before. This was how he does the creation. Without the help of the Lord, nothing. And without his austerity, his purification, it cannot be happened. So, we see, when the senses are coming in contact with the object, that association causes the faith. If we are coming in the contact of the transcendental nature, then we get transcendental faith. If it is our reverse desire, a desire which is quite opposite to the transcendental nature, we come in the contact of the modes of material nature. This is how we got conditioned, forgot our own reality, and we developed different kinds of faiths. Faiths are variegated in the material world as well as in spiritual world. But spiritual world faith is absolute. But not knowing the complete realized fact of the absolute, then also one can become impersonalist, one can become yogi, and others can become devotees. It's according to those different conceptions. So in material world, Krishna is describing that the gunas or the modes of material nature, they are the cause of developing that kind of faith. In fact, the material energy and the material modes in different constitution composed of our body, and these bodies are suitable to exhibit or fulfill those particular desires for which the body is given. So, again, the cultivation of the desire is also by association. A desire, for example, I'm living in this human form of body, but I'm seeing that the pigs are very, very, you know, carefree life, and they are very enjoying. There is no restriction. So, even in human form of life, if I desire and try to act in those modes of a pig, naturally, my association is with that kind of nature, and that kind of combination, that kind of desire will be locked up in my consciousness at the time of death, and I will certainly get a pig's body. Because the soul is overwhelmed by those moods. So the idea is that there are three kinds of faiths. Whichever the mode is predominant, we lean towards that faith. Faith in mode of goodness, faith in mode of passion, and faith in mode of ignorance. And naturally we see those who are desirous of sense gratification, they are told to worship the heavenly demigod like Indra, who wants sense gratification. Yeah? They should worship Indra. faith in mode of goodness means one wants to become chaste and lead a very nice and chaste life, then they are told to worship Lord Shiva and Parvati because they are the very ideal couple. But they are so faithful to each other that they don't care for anything external. They are completely liberated and yet they are faithful. Their life is so much ideal that they are living in the material world of duality, opposite, right? They are the mother and father of the entire population, and yet they don't have their own home. And in their home, there are all living entities who are of opposite nature to each other. Actually, virtually enemies of each other because of different modes. Look at Mother Parvati. She thinks she is too much independent. And Lord Shiva is the devotee who is in rapt attention within his own original form. He was Vishnu before. So, he is in that and he stays most of the time in cremation or crematorium. So the nature is quite antagonistic. Mother Parvati is so possessive of everything. And Lord Shiva is Pakkar Baba, means He's completely like an avadut. Doesn't care for anything. Then there's Ganesh. Ganesh is said to be very wise, but Kartikeya, another son, is very agile. You know, he wants to make everything in swift seconds, you know. And Ganesh takes his own time. Ganesh has mouse, and there is enemy serpent or Lord Shiva. And another enemy of serpent is peacock of Kartikeya. On the other we have Parvati rides on a lion and Lord Shiva on a Nandi. No match. In such a family is a matchless family. But we never heard that there was any quarrel between them. Everybody has a different faith. We can see how they are staying together. And very respectful. We never heard, you know, even in any literature that there was a fight. That the snake ate away the mouse. Or peacock ate away the snake. No, we don't. Because Lord Shiva is the ideal example of how to remain in intrinsic nature, that he is the expansion of the Lord himself. But he chose to accept the material mode of ignorance. So, Shiva Tattva is totally, completely a unique truth personification. So Jiva cannot imitate but can follow in the footsteps of Lord Shiva as an ideal devotee. Right? On the behalf of Parvati is also intrinsically Lord Krishna's energy. And she is very chaste. So, if a devotee goes to her, you know, she will protect him, you know, at any cost. So, devotees are very much respectful to this original body-giving father and mother. Right? Now, so those who are in bodily conception of life, then they will worship Lord Shiva or Parvati as demigods and ask for material benediction only. They may be in having the faith in more of goodness, passion or ignorance. All three go to them. Like ghost goblins follow Lord Shiva. They are totally under mode of ignorance. Then those who are of passionate nature or acquiring wealth, they worship Lord Shiva. Even the demons worship Lord Shiva. And those who want to have a better life, then they also worship Lord, but better material. So material mode of goodness is also going to bind. So, according to different kinds of faith, they choose their ideal. But this is all influenced by the three modes of material nature. So, material faith cannot liberate us. Material faith cannot liberate us. While the religion declares very differently, that the faith invested in the Supreme Person should be of transcendental nature and nothing. You can't approach Krishna with the mode of ignorance, with or mode of passion, or even the mode of goodness is not directly, you know, approachable. One has to stay in mode of goodness and act, but offer or connect all his activities with the transcendental nature of Krishna. Then it becomes You know, one cannot approach. More of goodness is not good enough because it has subtle desires, anticipation of profit, adoration, and distinction in any kind of activity of more of goodness. It is good or ideal as far as social convention is concerned. But his individual selfishness to approach the Supreme requires transcendental faith. So, Krishna is explaining these divisions of faith are in the material nature. And one has to rise above the three kinds of if they want to go back home, back to God. Our association with the modes of material nature is overwhelming us because we are very insignificant part and parcel of absolute truth, reality, but we are very minute. And if we are eternal, but Mother Nature is also eternal. And she is acting under the direction of Krishna, just to educate us. So even if we are living in the material world, how do we approach Mother Nature? As an exploiter? No. It is Krishna's nature. Maya dakshena prakriti suryate sacharacharam hetunarena kaunte jagatvi parivartate. Under my supervision, the whole material nature is revolving. Besides me, there is no other cause. So, when Krishna is cause of even creation of the material nature to facilitate our education back to know our reality, that we are not part of this material world, actually. But because we are influenced by the three modes of material nature, we take it as our faith. So, there we go. So, come in association with the transcendental mode through the holy name. Because the sound vibrations are not of material nature. When we chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, it is directly enacting on the platform of spirit. Srila Prabhupada says that. We may not realize, but those who have realized, like Prabhupada, they can claim that Lord Krishna is dancing on your tongue when you chant Hare Krishna. The manifestation of the Lord through the holy name. Yes. It is the glory of the holy name itself that what it is called. And we have to cultivate that faith. Therefore, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the word Shraddha is very well defined. In etymology of the word Shraddha, Satadhana, Sat means eternality, Dha means Dhyā or Buddhi, intelligence. When we repose our intelligence on the eternal aspect, that faith is required. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita culmination of the all faith comes. And when you come to the resolute point of understanding that by performance of devotional service alone to Lord Shri Krishna will suffice everything, and everything will be perfect. That kind of conclusive, not thought, not words, but also actions. All three have to be conclusively fixed up. Then it is called Shraddha. Shraddha shabde sudrada vishvasa karanischa krishne bhakti karile sarva karma kritakam. The word Shraddha denotes that Sudhra Vishwas, very confirmed, strong Vishwas means
determined
faith.
Faith.
But Swas means inhalation. Uchwas means exhalation. But Vishwas, the oxygen is as dear to our livelihood by breathing exercises that we do. Means without breathing there is no life. So without that determined or very strong faith, and nishchaya means determination. Sudhrada nishchaya, kara nishchaya. But where? Krishna bhakti karke. Performance of devotional service to Krishna. Sarva karma krita, for everything will be perfect. That is the conclusion of all the aspects. That you are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, transcendental in nature, and therefore you have to associate in transcendental nature to satisfy yourself. Otherwise, we are fish out of water. We can't be satisfied. So this human form of life is very conducive. And this faith is called favorable wind. This material, this body, human body, is called the boat, very suitable to cross over. And the faith on the transcendent nature is a favorable wind. So when the spiritual master, who is the captain of that ship, Karanadharan, Guru Eva Karanadharan, then we will be able to cross over. So, faith denotes very fundamental or the root of all our existence. How do we exist? Therefore, the first word here is you, sat. Satvanurupa. Satvanurupa means according to the existence. Sat means eternality, existence. Anurupa means according to one's existence, one's association. Existence comes, one's association. Shraddha bhavati bharata. The faith can be created, generated. So, this is also said in pure devotional service, how one can obtain that Shraddha. So Kapil Dev is telling his mother in Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, where he says, this Satam Prasangam Mama Vidya Samhita. In the association of those who are purified souls, we gain the strength of the Lord. Not ordinary, but we gain the strength of the Lord in the association of the pure devotees. Where? Bhavanti Radhakarna Rasayana Katha. Where the process of exchanging of the mellows of Lord's transcendental activities through the ear and heart, that happens. Then, Tajyoshanavam Apavarga Vartamani. His ignorance will be now dispelled and path of liberation will be opened up. Apavarga and Pavarga. This is in Sanskrit alphabets. Pa means palatal. The whole class of pa palatal vowels are pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. Pa means parishram, means hard labor. Pa means pena. After hard labor, one gets exhausted, so the foam comes out from the mouth. You know, means exhaustion. Because it also yields the result, but we want to enjoy the result, so there is ba, means bandhan, bondage. And because we are bound up or conditioned, we become fearful. It's called bha, means bhaya. And ultimately, ma means mrityu. So, pavarga means materialistic life. It leads nothing but to death. And over again, even though we are experienced several times, the death has come, but we forget. Within this 100 years of my life, I am going to be dead 14 times. Means the body will be perished 14 times. New body will be acquired. So, Prabhupada says, then, Dehino yasmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavaram jana tatha dehantara prapti dirastatrano. We are obtaining bodies, newer and newer bodies, every day. I had an article that says that every day billions of cells are dying and they are regenerated. But the process is so slow that we don't recognize, that we don't go through, or we never put up any contemplation on it. We simply engage in the sense gratification that always engages in such activity or bypass or time pass or entertainment just to evade that actual happening, just to escape. So, what happens? Even though the body is dying every moment, somehow that we call even the first anniversary or the first birthday we observe for the child. And we ask, how old are you? Means you have already started getting old. As soon as the birth is coming, the old age begins. So the deterioration of the body is there. It is inevitable fact. So, tathadehandar prapti, the habit of changing body is going to continue because we are attached to body. So, even after the body is totally dysfunctional, you give up and take up another body because the habit is there. We are so much accustomed to the body and bewildered by those three modes that provide the body. Sattva-gun, Raja-gun and Tamo-gun. And they bind us. And we continue different desires because our original desire is never satisfied. So we try to try out others. So there are 8.4 million species of life affording all those desires. And we keep on coming back and forth. So out of 8.4 million species of life, this human life is considered to be the most precious. And if we simply pass in ignorance because of we are in touch with more of ignorance, that is not a good proposition. So, yehi brahmande brahmite hoye kona bhagyavan jeev guru krishna prasade paye bhakti vrata bej. Who is that fortunate soul who comes in contact with the message of transcendence and he let it come through the ear and put in heart? Who is that fortune? The Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. That seed of devotion, which is the direct acceptable as the faith itself. In the devotion alone to the Supreme Lord, nobody else.
That is the greatest fortune. The human body is very, very good. It is not for sense gratification, but it is for inquiry in the absolute truth, or the reality of himself. Temporality, we have spent so many lifetimes for our own desires. But if we come and culminate into, or conclude into, let's live a life according to Krishna's desire, how he wishes, what is the best for us, let's take his desires, our desire. That is the easiest way. Otherwise, oh, what is his desire? How do I know? Well, if your guru knows, approach him. Right? Otherwise, make Krishna's desire, as he says everything in every pages, manmana bhava madbhakto madhyadimam namaskuru. How do I do? Yat karoshi, yad asnashi, yad jahoshi, dadasi yat. Yat tapasisi kaunte tat kurushu madhava. Offer it to me, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you do the austerity for, whatever you offer homage for, or whatever you give in charity for. Just offer it to me. Everything should be having an effort of offering. Without the effort, nothing. Mental, don't offer. Krishna doesn't ask that. You can offer me mentally and I'll take it. No. Offer it to me. Because he says, I eat. Asnami pradatmana. Because he is making an attempt. I accept that attempt and leave the fruit for him. So he can take us prasad. His ways of eating is different than our ways. And when the devotee is in tune, he really eats. Even. At least he can steal for his devotee. Madhavendra Puri got this sweet rice. Remember? So, stealing is the nature of the Lord anyway. We should be used to it. He is going to steal anyway. We can't hide from him. So, the idea is that it is the association. So, satam prasangam mama virya sambhitam bhavanti rad karana rasayana katha tad joshanavam apavarga vartamani means opposite to pavarga is apavarga, means path of liberation will be opened up. Where? Shraddha, rati, bhakti, anukramashati. First, it will be developed that association of the transcendental sound vibration through the heart generates first Shraddha, means the faith in the transcendental nature. Then Rati means attraction. Then Bhakti means devotional service. So, in this way, the development is very systematic, and we can get the proof that these things are happening in a very, very stage-wise, means progressive. When there is a push, then there is progress. The push means energy is there. The impetus is there. And that is perceptible. It's not imperceptible, but it's perceptible. In this way, we get by association, faith will be developed and it will nurture and it will help us to go back home, back to Godhead. Secure, never do alone, always do in association with the devotees. Because association is the sum and substance. By such association of sense gratification, we created a society. So we became social animal. In society, there is association. But all ignorant people, hardly anybody is transcendental. Therefore,
Srila Prabhupada created the Society for Krishna Consciousness, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So in this way, we are getting an opportunity to cultivate transcendental faith that culminates in the devotional service to Lord Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna Hare
Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So anybody has questions or comments?
Maharaj, you mentioned about Brahma. So he was the first born living entity. He should be pure because he was directly born from the Lord. So why did he have to go for this tapa? Partiality of
Brahma was born out of the navel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? And he is supposed to expand his activity throughout the material universe. Right? Aren't we born in the darkness of ignorance? So he is the first living entity because he paved the road. Agyanati virandas, it means we are born in darkness of ignorance. All the living entities are born in darkness of ignorance. And that darkness can be only removed by divine knowledge. Divya Gyan. Therefore, Tapa Tapa was the Divya Gyan. And Brahma got inspired to remember. He is the living and he is separated. As soon as he is separated, he forgets. He is given another opportunity, but he should remember. And Krishna helps to remember. It means anybody who is born in the darkness of ignorance, they have to take up the process of chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, isn't it? He did it. Then he recommended. Because he got the proof. He was given two mantras. Brahma. Check it out in Brahma Sahita. One is Gopal Gayatri and another Kama Gayatri. Both Gayatris were given to him. By chanting, he became prabuddha, means knowledgeable. He became expert, prabuddha. Prabuddha Gyan iti. Then he was able to create the different species.
So he was chanting this two mantra for 1,000 species.
So that's not the same as the Gayatri mantra they say in India.
Savitra Gayatri. There are so many Gayatri. Gayatri itself is a chand in grammar. But the manifestation of Gayatri, Savitra Gayatri, they are also two. And both have different functions. One Gayatri will hanker give you only the necessities of the material world itself. But there is another liberating Gayatri.
But the Kama Gayatri and Gopal Gayatri is the tallest.
Brahma received. But in the second initiation, devotees are getting those Gayatris, right? Along with Guru Gayatri, Gaur Gayatri, Gopal Gayatri, Kamal Gayatri. The four Gayatris are there. And Savitra Gayatri, fifth one, along with that. Plus two Mula Mantras are there. Yeah.
What is the connection between spirit soul and the body?
There is no connection. It simply animates. It animates thinking that he is part, because he is influenced by the molds. But it's like oil and water. They cannot mix, right? But if you shake, it becomes emulsified. Right? Because the particles of oil become so minute, so minute. So in the same way, when the soul comes in the contact of matter, you know, even though they do not mix, the influence of these three modes of material nature bewilders the soul, so he loses his identity within the body. He thinks he is the body. He thinks it's the body. So it is not a fact that there is any connection. No, he wanted it and he got it. This is the result of ignorance. The reason Krishna gives, Purusha prakriti sthopi bhamte prakriti jhan gunan karanam gunasangastyo sadasadyoni janmasho. The living entity who came to enjoy separately from Krishna, right, is overwhelmed by the modes of material nature. So it is the modes of material nature that gives him, I mean the association of the modes of material nature gives him sat means good and asat means bad bodies. Demons' bodies are called bad. Demigods' bodies are called good. So good and bad or mix or whatever, you know, that's the association of the modes of association. The soul doesn't. Spirit and matter, they are two different things. The constitution of soul is spiritual. The body's constitution is material. How do you think that? They are completely opposite of each other. They cannot make a hybrid. They can't make it. In the same way, the Supreme who so over the inert matter did not interact, but it worked like a catalyst to impregnate her, and that the transformation was an intermediary product of the glancing called Sadashiv, and that is Lord Shiva. And the matter that starts manifesting is called the great womb of Mother Nature, where the generations started. So the idea is that just like the spirit of Lord Vishnu remains aloof, untouched with the matter, but it activates the matter. In the same way, the soul enters into the human body while conception, you know, it animates. Because the soul is dynamic. The soul is dynamic. The cells themselves are not dynamic. It's the entry of the soul that is dynamic.
and every cell is a living entity.
I just wanted to ask initially if we have a little bit of faith and chanting, what is it said that one shouldn't blindly follow the path? What does it mean to those where it's
Yeah, you should verify it. Verification is done through the questioning of the process and how it works, what we need to understand and how we are supposed to do. There should be verification of each and every step. So, when you question, then proper answers will be there.
So if we don't question,
you won't get
the right answers.
Yep. You can't think on your own. Everybody needs guidance. Even though the guidance are given in the book, people have different faith, so they interpret differently. Those who have transcendental faith, then they will see that transcendence is retained and very faithful to Lord Krishna's desire. Prabhupada was such a, transcendental faith person, a pure devotee who can understand the desire of the Lord.
I was just talking about what you said, association is very important, but there may be some people like, due to their personal circumstances, cannot keep the direct association with the devotees. Then in those circumstances, let's say if they read books or listen to the lectures by spiritual masters, is that association?
Yes, or you can also communicate on email. That's also
association.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So, like, sometimes you don't have to, like, it's not possible for you to go to the temple or associate directly with the devotees. Then people say, "Oh, you're not associating, so you're not."
Well, Brahma associate with Sabda Brahman, transcendental vibration only. That was the association. But if you are awakened, if you follow regularly, then you can show your face and Govardhan Puja that's good. But the idea is that if we are working, and sometimes it is not. But regular, weekly regular, not daily regular, you can become. Sometimes people come monthly regular, but regularly monthly. But more we associate for the purpose of spiritual emancipation, more is better.
So devotional service can be done at home as well?
Oh, surely.
Isn't it on a daily basis? So
yeah, we can put you right on the track. We do deity worship at home, we recommend, But Gauramita, don't bring Bal Gopal or anybody right now. Oh, you have already.
Then I'll go Gauramita. But I'll go Bal Gopal as well.
You have that. We know that. Anyway.
Why not Bal Gopal?
He's here too. She'll be loving that.
Attachment to family is
no problem. See, we should be attached. Attachment is not a problem. But attachment to the moods is a problem.
Mm.
Because family has soul, and each and every individual of the family is a soul, and we love the soul rather than the body. So if you are attached with the family for the upliftment of the soul, that attachment is required. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That is required. We are not insensitive people. Yeah. We don't neglect family. Every member is precious. Many people who keep cats and dogs also, they feed them prasadam.
But I always take him something lovely.
So even if you have family who are not following Krishna consciousness fully, you should still...
If they allow you to do, then that is very good. Do it. Then by your example and determination, they will all come to that place. But don't preach that. Become an example, but don't preach that. Then it will work, because negative attachment will hurt that relationship. If we think our more of passion, ignorance and goodness, they are the only way to get attached? No. That will be worse. It will be that. So don't preach. Alright? Somebody else should preach. Some good friend or colleague would. But he should be skillful, otherwise it goes away. Actually, I wanted to speak on the third chapter, 26th verse. Nabuddhi Vedam Jane Dagyanam Karmasanginam Joshet Sarva Karmani Mukta Sangam Samacharet. That verse tells exactly what to be done in such circumstances. Yes, text number 26. So as not to disrupt the minds of ignorant men attached to the fruitive results of prescribed duties, a learned person should not induce them to stop work. Rather, by working in the spirit of devotion, he should engage them in all sorts of activities for the gradual development of Krishna consciousness. Never create confusion in the minds of those who are attached to them materially. Rather, we should become exemplary. And as if we are also working, but our working should be for Krishna. Therefore, there won't be any disturbance in the practicality. Rather, they will be infused to see why we are so much happier by performance of such devotional service. We are doing the same work, but our intentions are different. Yeah. That distinction should be there. So, an expert, or one who is a mature or learned person, he generally never creates. He stays amongst such people and give impetus for others to do. Very, very confident he is to conduct, because that is approved by Krishna. So, if we are not learned, means if we are doing simply for the attachment of the body and try to make them understand, it will go boomerang. It will come to you. Oh, I know. Where were you? I know you from the childhood. And now you are becoming my guru.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Give me Like that.
Maharaj, is it true that by becoming a devotee of generations of families before and after, also achieve?
Oh yeah. Why?
Yeah, why?
It's a belief. No, it's a fact. Why is it a fact? Where the spiritual energy, it is called superior energy, that permeates in that embodiment, what a power would be. Exhibition of such power, a pure devotee, he cannot be hidden anywhere. He will shine out. Check with Prahlad Maharaj. The small boy was a pure devotee. Everything in his surroundings was completely antagonistic.
Very opposite to what he was.
Completely.
His intention.
Right. And when the Lord appeared for his sake and asked him, I want to benedict you. He says, no, I don't need anything. No, no, no. I am the Lord. You are my servant. I must give you. Said, I don't want for myself, but I can ask for somebody else. No, no, no. That I have already taken care of others. I want to give you. I am your Lord and Master. Take it. So he said, okay. Give me a benediction that I will be remaining forever with these fools and rascals, and I will preach them and bring it to your lotus feet. That's what he asked. So, how many generations, you know, he must have cleared up of demons? There's a 14 before and 14 after. And funny thing is that, not funny, but amazing thing, that his grandson also became the authority and became a pure devotee by surrendering to Vishnu, by his example. So you can imagine the power of the spiritual potency, you know, is uncalculated, achintya, inconceivable. But it is definitely the superior energy which can influence the inferior energy. A jiva, even though superior, but he is so minute and so selfish that he disregarded the Lord and his service from the very beginning. Therefore he is overwhelmed. When a person is envious, he is said to be blind. He loses his discrimination.
Is that like Dhritarashtra?
Yes, of course. Of course. A snake. A snake will bite anybody, whether innocent or one who is coming to kill.
It's not discriminate, it doesn't distinguish.
Yeah, it doesn't distinguish. You know, because he is always envious, he is always hissing in anger and all this up. A snake can never be trusted. Don't think he's peaceful. Right? So that is called enviousness. It's a blinding factor to the reality. And the Lord is all love. And there is no enviousness. So, even though we are part and parcel, but we remain selfish, then we cause this delusion of duality, and we came under the moors of material nature.